COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
What up? This is your boy, Doughboy.
And Kev on stage.
And started off to the rock for another installment of
Righteous and Ratchet and Righteous and Ratchet and Righteous and Ratchet and
Righteous and Ratchet is here. Boom. There we go.
Pa-ram-pa-pam-pam.
Bum. Ah, good to be back.
Bum.
Stop. Good to be back.
You got some lint in your beard.
Oh. You got some open spaces in your beard.
Right, but you see it connect all the way.
I'm thoroughly impressed.
It ain't
impressed.
Filled in yet, but it's connecting all the way.
Yes, a little engine that could, a little beard that could.
It's baby beard gang.
Yeah, man, get that thing going on.
Baby
shout out to the Patreons.
Shout out to the Patreons. Right, we love y'all. Yes. Josh, can we send this episode to them early?
Yes. Upload this clip to them tonight.
We're shooting this on Sunday in Memphis, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We got a show tonight before we head off to New York. And the Patreons will be watching this today. On Sunday. They don't have to wait till Wednesday because they visited www.righteousandratchet.com. So they usually get the episodes early.
Yeah.
While we shoot them live in LA.
Oh, you know what?
But this is even earlier than usual.
But you know what else they get?
What?
A bonus episode every week.
A bonus episode every week.
And you too could partake in this. Just go and sign up. It's as low as $5 a month.
Lowest $5
a month. We're just not trying to get it.
We're finna go on the road later this year. We had an episode. We talked movies with Tony Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. Good time. Yes. So if you want to support, head on over to Patreon, and if you don't, we'll see you every Wednesday.
We got you. Let me starting off today on a bit of a somber note.
It's somber. It's anger. And I'm going to tell you what.
Outrage.
Selective outrage because of selective courage.
Okay.
The situation in Sudan has been brewing for a couple months, actually.
Right.
I kind of feel a little bit embarrassed because I didn't really know about it until people started. Actually, Josh turned his thing blue, his profile picture blue, and then I saw a couple more blues, and I was like,
that's the only reason I had even seen it at all was on social media. People like talking about it, and then it made me be like, oh, it's
yeah, like I had saw the blue before anything. I saw like, you know, and I was reading it, but I didn't really like research it like that.
Right,
I started seeing more and more. Actually, let me backtrack. I saw Josh, and I was like, okay, this. Now Josh is finding
close
out something.
To home, yeah.
Yeah. So, but what was crazy to me is it is a full scale beginning of a massacre in Sudan. There was a
genocide.
Yeah. There was a dictator, Omar al-Bashir, I think. Or I don't know if that's his name, but he was a dictator who was he basically ruled Sudan for 30 years.
Right, since 1989.
1989.
Fairly young.
Yeah, they've only been independent since for like
63 years.
Yeah, 63 years. So you know, almost half of that was this dude.
Right.
War crimes. He was responsible for the genocide in Darfur, which I remember. I didn't realize it was the same person.
Right.
And then he was ousted by protesters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now they had put in a transitional military government, and the military government was just literally killing
just
people.
I don't even understand like why, like what the purpose of doing it is. I mean, because I definitely
fear. Fear.
Yeah.
Fear. Fear by you can rule by fear.
But they're talking about this guy had killed over like hundreds and thousands of people. That's
because dictators,
no, hundreds and thousands, that's a lot of people.
Dictators and the people who support them don't usually want to give over to democracy.
Okay.
Because that's what the people of Sudan want is democracy. Mm. And the dictators, the generals and stuff like that, they're like, nah. So apparently Egypt was ruled by a dictator for a long time, had democracy for a year, and then went right back to being ruled by a dictator.
Right, right, right.
Right, so Sudan doesn't want to face that same thing. So they're like, look, bro, we done come this far. We are trying to overtake them. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, like, hundreds of people are dying. Mm-hmm. People are being raped, killed in the street, protesters.
Right. Thrown in the river. That's
thrown
just
in the river.
Wow, bro.
And you don't really hear about it. At least I didn't, outside of social media.
But you would just think that, I mean, you would think that you and I would hear about these things more than the average person just because we're so tapped into the news and what's going on.
I'm usually pretty aware on most subjects.
Right,
like,
right.
I feel like I was way late on Sudan. Mm-hmm. I kind of had heard about it, but I didn't understand the depths of what happened and what was beginning, you know, or what was the beginning. Mm. But the thing that kind of upset me is the selective coverage of the news. Like, the American news covers things. Actually, like, let's back up and go to the world news.
Right, right.
Cathedral of Notre Dame burned down a couple months ago.
And that's all I heard.
Didn't even completely burned down.
And that's all I heard. It was like somebody had,
Dough.
It was just.
I've been there. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Oh,
don't
you
get
brought
me
the
wrong.
Hunchback back. You have a hunchback still. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought the serious subject would prevent.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay,
no,
okay.
I didn't see it coming. You shouldn't apologize. Okay. It was great.
I had one more. Can I throw one more? You're not a dictator. You're a dictator. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. But seriously, so back to this. So back to the Notre Dame thing. All right, go ahead.
So, like, I was like, oh, dang, that's crazy.
Right.
That's sad.
Right. But it wasn't nothing like,
it literally is a building.
But you were hearing about it constantly.
No. Not only did you hear about it constantly, mm-hmm. which you did, mm-hmm. they raised over $1 billion in, like, a weekend to repair a cathedral. It is gorgeous. It is historic. I get that. But people are dying. And it was really amazing to see how much money can be raised when people are like, I mean, it was billionaires from all over the globe.
Right.
And it's like, oh, well, there's infrastructure problems in Flint. But the money, where can we get the money? Do you know that in San Francisco, I saw this stat, 1 in 11,600 people in San Francisco is a billionaire.
That is just ridiculous.
11,000, doughboy.
1 in 11,000?
Is a billionaire. Billionaire.
Right, right.
So the money is in America to repair the Flint.
11,000?
Yes, and I'm gonna tell you what happens. When the news is covering things that are black and brown,
mm-hmm.
or that affect black and brown people,
mm-hmm.
it's not covered the same way when it's white people. And that's just far and wide in America, in the globe. If the thing that was happening in Sudan mm-hmm. was happening in England,
mm-hmm. right.
There's no way you wouldn't hear about it every single day of, you know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? If it was white people getting killed. I'll give you another example. We were sitting in Atlanta yesterday. I was having lunch with Melissa's dad, mm-hmm. and I saw this commercial, right? And it was a white lady. She was a cop in her uniform and in her cop car.
Okay.
And she was saying, she had a little iPad of her daughter playing.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying how her daughter had died from the opioid crisis,
mm-hmm.
right? And then it pans out, and it's like, you know, all those tiles of all these white people's faces in black and white talking about loved ones they lost or who are struggling with the opioid crisis.
Right.
And I thought to myself, I remember the 1980s.
The crack era?
But was it a crack crisis? Or was it the crack epidemic?
That's what it was.
The crack epidemic, which led to three strikes law, which led
mass
to
incarceration.
Mass incarceration.
Unfair sentencing.
Unfair sentencing, which harmed who?
Blacks.
Black and
Browns.
Brown people way more than white people.
I mean, and if you even want to go further into that, I mean, there was a bunch of cocaine and stuff being dropped off in the hood. Black folks ain't got no planes and boats. How's it getting here? But
the
I digress.
Government, the CIA, we've talked about this a couple times on the podcast, but the government uses drug money, or has used and probably still does, drug money to do nefarious activities in other countries.
Right.
They can't just use taxpayer money to overthrow government. So what they do is, here goes some cash, here goes some guns, go ahead and do that, kick us back, and they'll use that.
Gucci.
To
this,
man, if you've seen this movie, it was Jonah Hill and Miles Teller. It was
the one about the guns?
Yes.
War Dogs.
War Dogs.
War Dogs.
Excellent movie.
It was about how the United States.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you were going to say something?
I was going to say, I just love Fat Jonah in movies. Skinny Jonah, I can't do so
You're
much.
Fat shaming.
No, but Fat Jonah.
He doesn't like that.
He doesn't?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Would you like that when you
I
get down to 215?
No, I wouldn't.
I remember when we were early in our friendship. Early. I said something, and you called me on it, and I felt really bad about it.
What I said?
You're like, man, you're my new funny fat friend. Because I had, in my life, I had always had a friend
you said that
was
to
big.
Me?
Yeah, and you were like, bro, why can't I just be your friend? And I was like, I was like, why would I say
you're
that?
You're right,
to
man. I'm wrong. I shouldn't have said that about it. But I love Jonah in that movie, and yeah, I didn't like 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, but that's just a movie because he was thin in something. He was great. But anyway,
okay, right, okay. That was a great movie about this stuff. Yeah,
The United States cannot be seen to deal arms with certain countries, so they hire arms dealers to do it. Right. Yeah. So when it's an opioid crisis, why is it an opioid crisis? Because it affects people in middle America. Mm-hmm. The heroin. I remember watching documentaries on CBS. Mm-hmm. The heroin crisis for suburban moms. We've got to help them. Why do we have to help people who are on crack?
It's just really sad to even know that the world is like that. And let me ask this, because I know, and you know, I'm not, you know, the biggest proponent. I don't be knowing a lot of stuff. But I'm not the biggest person to be knowing stuff about politics and stuff. But who picks the stuff that we get involved with as far as wars go? Because from what I understand, America is like distancing themselves from the Sudan thing. Like, we just kind of...
America?
We don't fall back, fam.
I'm going to tell you who
picks. Who picks?
The people who see a vested monetary interest in a certain thing.
So if there's something that we could...
Iraq? Oil, are we up in here?
Right, because it's a
we money. All need democracy.
Right.
We gonna help y'all with democracy. Ain't no oil.
Y'all got that. Like right. That's just crazy.
What resource can we pilfer? None?
That's the thing that I'd be just throwing me off, because I'd just be like, well, when it does come to those decisions and when we do get involved in things that aren't our thing, because I know we do that a lot.
Yeah.
We're not gonna help. Like, there's hundreds of people getting murdered in the street. We don't feel the need to hop into that.
Absolutely.
That's why I don't be understanding politics. It don't make sense to me.
Oh, well, if you are expecting it to make sense, then you'll never understand.
Jeez.
You understand that most of it is led by the dollar sign, and the rest is led by the cent sign.
That's all it really boils down to.
Really what it boils down to. And it's unfortunate. Somebody commented on my Instagram, and I hadn't talked about Sudan yet, and this is just really about social media. And they're like, Kev, why haven't you, I made a video, I don't remember what it was about. And they're like, why haven't you talked about the Sudan thing? And at that point in time, I was aware of it, but I was still researching it.
Because we had talked about this, but we were like, we should know more.
Yeah, because situations like this, and this is just for everybody watching or listening.
Right.
One, I don't like to talk about serious things that I'm not informed enough to even make a qualified opinion or feeling. Like, I want to know what I'm talking about. I want
to
know
what's
going on.
Especially when it comes to serious matters.
Yeah, because I don't want to be wrong about it. I don't want to be loud and wrong about something.
Right.
And the second thing is, I very rarely put those videos like on Instagram or Twitter because it's hard to have really nuanced conversations
in that short time.
Right. Like, it's hard to fit enough talk about, you know, Sudan in an Instagram video. I usually reserve those for the podcast, for Periscope, for the bonus episodes, because
you can expound your opinion or your view on it.
That because what's going to happen is you try to fit that into 60 seconds or 2 minutes and you can't get the whole thing.
You'll go the wrong direction.
Yeah, and also I never want to seem to be like capitalizing on
tragedy.
I definitely will talk about my feelings when I have an opportunity. And we were traveling. I was in Mexico. I was in Mexico when like this whole thing was brewing. So there was no American news. There was no world news going on. It was literally like mostly soccer and like two channels, like the Food Network and stuff like that. So I wasn't on social media as much as I usually am, because I have my toes in the sand.
Yeah,
you've seen the
toes out. Thugs don't be having their toes out, bro. No, I don't want to see them toes.
Hey,
Kevin!
Cut the camera.
Come on, bro. What? Bro, we should never see another man's toes.
Why?
Because it's just
toxic
weird.
Masculinity.
No, it ain't.
Nah, it is.
I don't want to see your toes,
why?
Man.
Why?
Because I'm from the streets. But this is what we will say. As far as the whole Sudan thing, prayers and...
Sudan.
I said, what did I say?
Sudan.
Sudan.
Actually, I don't even know.
The whole Sudan.
I just like correcting you.
Yeah, you dummy. The whole Sudan situation, our prayers and hearts go out to them and to families and people involved. And I hope that this gets resolved. And it's just one of those things where it's just, I'm looking for the silver lining, but I'm just like,
I think one thing that we have to remember too, when we talk about stuff like this, sometimes just us talking about it is spreading awareness.
Right.
And awareness is the opportunity for more people to know about something they didn't know about. You can decide if you want to help. There's organizations that you can donate money to.
And it's important to speak up about it, because they're like, they don't have any communication to the outside world. They cut down the internet.
Yeah.
The protests they're doing, they're peaceful, but they're still getting ran up on. That's the thing. It's like, they're not even provoking anything too heavily. And one of the biggest things they're fighting for is like women's rights.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they're coming out of pocket in the sense of like what they're trying to do.
Absolutely.
To bring in democracy. But right. like that conversation, I think just having a conversation like this and just more awareness of it.
Awareness is important. And that's why I decide I usually wait to talk about that stuff. Because when you have a big platform like I do, you have to be responsible with it. Which means you have, I mean, you have 100,000 on Instagram.
Yeah.
If you spread in misinformation, which maybe you think is correct or I think is correct on any subject, people are going to take that as true.
Exactly.
You know,
and a lot of times people just take what your hot take is. They don't even go and delve into the whole thing. So if you're wrong and you're standing on something wrong, you can look buffoonish as a mug.
Buffoonish and a coonish.
So yeah. So moving on. Let's talk about this really briefly because I know it actually ties into to what we're talking about. Our weight loss competition is heating up.
It is.
I want you to know that it's not going to be as easy of a lay down.
I never said it was easy.
No, I think that you did. I think that you don't view me as a formidable opponent.
I don't.
And I'm definitely coming back to get you. I was trying to do a smooth transition into this. Hold
on. You keep on. You got it.
But we are officially 10 weeks away from the final weigh-in. I'm not going to even give you the competitive edge to let you know what I'm at weight-wise. Just know it's lower than last time we talked. I thought that you would kind of give me a little bit more jazz about it, but... Gee. But one thing that I have learned in this whole process is that getting in shape isn't necessarily about just losing weight. It's actually about getting healthier, learning healthier habits, and feeling better about yourself. Now, Noom is here to help give you confidence in making healthy decisions. Now, Noom teaches you to do the things you do and arms you with the tools to break the bad habits and replace them with better ones. With Noom, no food is good or bad or off limits. Noom teaches moderation and can be used in conjunction with many pre-existing popular diets if you would like. Mm. So you know how we got this whole thing going on. 'Cause you know, we deal with that when we deal with you said this morning. You were like, man, there's only so many times I can eat salmon and vegetables.
I said salmon. I never would say salmon.
But you know what you said? Like,
yeah,
you know
I had salmon. I had salmon and quinoa 3 times in 2 days.
From the same restaurant.
And that's why I think sometimes people mess up because then you just be like, this is just no way to live.
Yes.
And then people fall off of their
stuff. You've been juicing every day.
I've been juicing and I've been working out. I've been trying to get my thing going. Now
when you put bacon in a blender, it's not really juicing, but still juice.
Juice none the least. But now I've actually been rocking with Noom a little bit and I've been actually kind of when should I have a juicer? Maybe I'll have a hamburger. So different things. So it's definitely helped me in getting ready to be true. So now listen, you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at noom.com/ratchet. What do you have to lose? Visit noom.com/ratchet to start your trial today. That's noom.com/ratchet, the last weight loss program you are ever going to need. So now let's talk about this. Speaking of new first-time champions in the National Basketball Association, the Toronto Raptors have won.
Somebody on Twitter said that Drake is a rapper and an actor. He's a raptor.
I saw that.
Wow.
I love Twitter, man.
Wow.
I love Twitter.
The only negative for me about the Raptors winning is Drake.
Really?
I need some chips with the dip. I need my chips with the dip. No. I don't want my chips plain. I mean, what is
he's
that even
an
mean?
Ambassador for the city.
What does I need my chips with the dip?
I don't it want means my like chips. It means man. A chip. Like he's excited. He's a fan.
I want Drake.
He's great
to
for the
know.
Game. You can't tell me that Drake did not bring a lot more excitement to the finals this year.
He brought with all a lot his more antics annoyingness. And
he didn't put one he was point get, on the board,
bro,
though.
Why is he doing press conferences?
Because, man.
This is what it bothered me. After the game 6, you saw his press conference? This dude
he was
comes
walking like he was tired?
He walked out the arena like that. After they won the championship, he comes out. He got a press conference set up, which I get.
Right.
He's Drake. The media's going to ask him stuff.
Right.
This dude, but this is what bothered me. Listen, man, we went through this. We willed this. Look at my brothers up on that screen. We went through. Who is we? You weren't shooting with them in the gym. Him, of all people, should know that if you're not shooting with them in the gym, you can't celebrate.
But this is the thing.
This didn't yield no points. This, let's go, guys.
But what about his very troubled reaction when KD went down there?
Oh, you
know what?
Oh.
Oh,
I mean,
I actually feel like he really feels pain for them.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he literally has a KD tattoo.
Right.
So when Klay got hurt, like, and here's the thing, like, this is another point I wanted to talk about.
Right.
So Warriors fans were, if we weren't hurt, we would have won.
But that, the only reason why they won their rings was because they always played beat up teams.
In every championship run, in their history, you can point to. So when they beat the Cavs, Kevin Love didn't play in the finals at all.
Exactly.
Kyrie got hurt in game one. It's just literally LeBron versus LeBron. Mm-hmm. And when that happened, they said injuries are part of the game. And I was rooting for LeBron. I'm like, you know what? You're right. Because part of a championship team is remaining healthy. Mm-hmm. If you can't remain healthy, you don't have your best players to finish the season, then...
The game is the game.
The game is the game. You already know that. So it's fair. But no. But now, when KD's hurt and Klay's hurt, because let me tell you, they wouldn't have been in that game six without Klay.
True.
Because he put up 30 in three quarters, came back and shot two free throws on a torn ACL.
But see, this is the thing, and this is what I really want to talk about. How do you feel about KD?
Here's my thing. I was thinking about this.
So if you guys don't know, KD had an injury. You guys know, but he had a half an injury. He had a calf strain, and he was sitting out most of the playoffs. They were facing elimination. He decides to come back, ruptured his Achilles, which is by far one of the most gruesome injuries.
Him and Klay literally have two of the most hardest to come back rehabbing from. Injuries you can
so
have.
What are your thoughts on this?
Here's my thing. He was in a catch 22.
Right.
There was already leaking rumors
that he was
the Warriors staff. No, oh. Well, oh yeah, yeah, okay. That too. That he's gonna leave, right? Yeah. Which I'm sure he probably had. He's weighed that at least.
Right.
Then they're leaking the Warriors staff is frustrated that he can't return, and then the Warriors fans are like, "See, you just want to leave healthy, right?
Right?"
So now he's already got this reputation for being a snake.
His rings are already tainted because you joined
not
the
to
ops.
Me. But to a lot of people.
They should be tainted to you.
No, they...
If you get beat by 3-1 by a team, you're like, I have the solution for this. Let me join you guys. That is whack.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you. Ring culture, which is created by the fans.
You know, ring culture.
Carl, you like that one, Josh?
Yeah, Josh. He's not being biased today.
Yeah, you heard something you like. Ring culture has made people feel like if they don't have rings, they don't have anything, and you're going to judge them based on their ring or
lack thereof. But you can't go to the best team, though.
Why can't you? They sign them.
It's competitive sports. It's just dumb to do that. But that's a whole other conversation. So what do you feel about him coming back like this?
So here's the thing. Okay. If he doesn't come back... Mm-hmm. He's just a snake. He doesn't
and
even
he
care
is
about
very
that.
Sensitive.
And he's super
Starts
sensitive.
Starts burner accounts. Yeah. Listens to all the whispers. Like, he is...
The burner accounts is the funny thing.
He is a sensitive guy that listens to everything.
So now he comes back, and they win a game, and maybe lose one with him or something like that.
Simon, did you see the injury?
Yeah.
When they slowed it down?
I don't know
did
why
you see it, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was the most
so many
gruesome
times.
Thing.
Don't talk about it. This is gross. It's been much grosser. So now, I actually think... Outside of this being a devastating injury, I feel like...
He's changed the narrative. But it shouldn't have to take you risking your career to do that.
The team should say, you are not healthy. The athlete is always
going to... Did you see the dude go up there, the general manager go up there and try to fake some tears out of his face?
Oh, if you want to blame somebody, blame me.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to blame you, you dork.
Of course.
That's awesome.
But that's the equivalent of cheating on your wife and being like, you know what, nobody's perfect.
But if you want to blame someone, blame me. You're the one who did it, you dork. But that's the thing. You know who looks genius in all of this whole situation? Kawhi Leonard. The year before was like, y'all not finna play me. They was doing the same thing. Tony Parker was coming out.
Yep.
People was coming out like he's dogging, he's not for this. He was like, cool, trade me.
You don't want
to
play?
Then went to another team and brought the Marine first year?
And he was healthy. And that team, I didn't even realize this, he was on like a limited schedule. He didn't even play.
He missed 22 games last year.
22 games.
That's going to be the norm now of the NBA.
So now the Warriors lose him. And then Klay gets hurt, which on a play, when he fell, I got my ACL torn too. It was a very competitive intramural.
It was a winging competition. And you slipped off the banister.
Slipped on the bar.
Slipping for you trying to get a lemon pepper. Don't try to lie to these people.
You having a great time, Josh? It was a 3-on-3 church tournament. This is dead serious.
Really?
I got my shot blocked. and tore my ACL.
Got your shot blocked?
And to add insult to injury, someone caught a picture of the moment, and the church put the pictures up like, here's our 3x3 tournament, or 3-on-3 tournament, and I'm like, ah! And you can see me get my shot blocked and my knee.
How did it feel when it happened?
It felt like, so you know when you like crack your knuckle?
Mm-hmm.
It felt like that. Okay. Like you heard like an audible pop. And then it was just loose. Leaf McGee.
Loose!
And then I had to fly to El Paso the next day.
You had to walk on it?
I had to walk on it. And I actually never got surgery.
Yeah, you just out here with, you can't just, you can't just put some ice on that.
No, you actually, it will repair itself. It will take
a long time. So were you just limping for a long time?
A long time. I couldn't play basketball at a high level anymore.
That is the most ratchet thing I've ever heard you say. You just let a ACL heal itself?
Your body will heal itself.
That, you're supposed to go through a whole surgery and a thing.
If you're going to maintain being a high-level playing athlete, but me...
You were a high-level playing athlete?
No, no, that's what the doctor was like. He's like, are you about to like...
Oh, so regular people don't have to get surgery?
No, you could get... With that injury, your body can repair. Just like a broken leg or broken arm, like, if you set it, your arm will repair itself.
Really? So if I broke my arm and I was just like, all right, I'm going to stay out of it for a little bit, it'll be better?
I mean, I think you have this. Because think about back in the day, Civil War and all that stuff, like, people didn't have modern medicine and
stuff. I think about that all the time. Like, what did people who had headaches deal with in cave days? Like, it wasn't no aspirin. Like,
well, I think they were.
What did you do? You know, oh, God, blah, 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 blah. But you didn't get no relief?
Is that what you think cave people
That's
talk
a, absolutely.
What if they had a medicine cabinet in there and it was just leaves? Take two of these with some hot water in them. But I think they were, like, pulling the medicine out of. They probably were smoking weed.
You know they had to be smoking.
They had to be smoking that weed.
The weed. And so, keeping it on a basketball note, though. So that was the. So shout out to the Raptors. And shout out, no, the most important thing that I took from the Raptors winning, we got two new songs from Drizzy Drake, and they were.
Were they?
Fire. Let's talk about our favorite lines from the song.
I don't have any.
Did you listen to the first one?
You make me not like Drake.
Why I make
you
not?
Just love him so much.
He's so great.
You just kiss your phone when the song
J.
comes
Cole
out.
Effect with his fans.
Yeah, is it?
Oh, yeah, people who.
I like J. Cole
so much it makes it annoying for everybody else. And it's like, all right, yeah. Get it.
Every man, time Drake, a Drake song comes out here, it's still like,
shut
Drake,
up. Did you hear the song with him and Rick Ross? Put money in the grave?
You had money in the gravy.
You were just waiting for that one.
I've been getting popped all day.
Shut up. Well, next, saying to basketball, though.
Oh, no, Drake, wasn't Drake talking about he don't like Benihanas and he don't like.
He said Benihanas is pigeon food. I would never eat Benihanas again.
You ain't eat it.
I'll be eating Benihanas.
You ain't no eating Benihanas. I'll eat Benihanas. What do you get?
The shrimp fried rice and a steak. It'd be lit, but now it's pigeon food. Once Drake speaks.
What's Cheesecake Factory? What do you think about that?
He rocks with Cheesecake Factory.
Wow. Oh my God. Somebody on Twitter said that Cheesecake Factory is just Applebee's in a lace front wig.
That is funny.
And they said, and I'll add, you can see the lace. The thing about Cheesecake Factory is they're the Jack in the Box of chain restaurants.
They actually are.
It's just too many things on the menu.
But nothing superb.
Jack in the Box is making breakfast all day, egg rolls, teriyaki bowls and burn. You can't and tacos.
They have mozzarella sticks. Like, what do y'all think y'all
That's
are?
That's what I'm saying. Cheesecake Factory.
Jalapeno poppers.
Yes.
They be lit though.
And they cook everything in the same grease. Yeah. All the everything.
Jerk black pepper shrimp though is fire. I don't care what anybody.
Was that a Cheesecake Factory or
yes,
Jack in the Box?
That is a brown bread.
Oh, see, you don't even know which one's that which. See? I don't even know if that menu item is at Jack in the Box or Cheesecake Factory. That easily could have been a Jack in the Box new item.
But Applebee's got the rib tips.
Riblets.
Ooh.
I lived my high school and early college years at Applebee's. They used to have happy hour where you could get half off wings.
Ooh.
And there was many a night after church we was up in there eating wings for $2 or $3. And then one day we went there like, hey, you got to buy a soda now to do that. We're like,
it's been real.
And didn't go to Applebee's for years after that. But keeping on with the Basketball Association.
Yes.
LeBron James, the greatest MG or GM of our generation, has now acquired Anthony Davis.
And if you were a basketball player, your name would be LeFlon James.
And there's the
LeFlon James.
Another guy.
I had that from the plane. I was like, oh, he's going to murder. LeFlon James? LeFlon? You know what flan is? It's a Mexican dessert. LeFlon James?
I know what flan is.
I hate this podcast. All right, but yeah, LeFlon James.
You sat on an airplane and didn't go to sleep. You was like, ooh,
this is going to happen. LeFlon James.
Why did you think that was going to work?
I thought it was clever and a quick.
Maybe the other stuff he said was funnier.
It's all good. But in any event, he got Anthony Unibrow Davis. Oh, we are back. We back, man. Lakers are back.
Yeah. Say we. You're Lake, from Sacramento.
Laker Nation.
Doughboy has forsaken the Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento what? L.A., baby. I've been there 10 years now.
You don't like the Sacramento Burger Kings? See? I just thought of that. You said on a terrible joke. It's the stuff that comes to you.
So
you've been a Laker fan for what? One season?
Yeah.
Just as I am.
But this is the thing.
I'm a LeBron fan.
LeBron?
LeBron. Right. Whatever team he's on, I like them.
They're going to be really good. And now that the Warriors are looking...
Well, let me go back to the finals for one second.
Steph Curry cannot carry a team.
No.
He
can't curry it.
Like, that's...
He went 0 for... He's 0 for 8 in the playoffs with 20 seconds or left. The go-ahead field goal. He was 0 for 7. I was watching the game with Melissa. Matter of fact, me and Josh were watching it at a bar at the hotel, and they closed. Fourth quarter starting, they're like, the bar is closed at the hotel downstairs. They're like, fam, it's the NBA Finals. Like, man, go home. So I was watching with Melissa, and I was like, watch what's going to happen. They're going to get one more shot. It's going to go to Steph, and he's going to miss. Because I've watched a lot of games where Steph...
You know how this movie ends.
Steph's skill is helping blow you out.
Yes. You know what he does? And you know what I've realized the more I watch him play? He has such training wheels around his game. And what I mean by that, when you have a Kevin Durant, when you have a Klay... He shoots really bad shots all the time, but he shoots so many, he just starts to make them.
He makes a lot, but when it's crunch time... And he disappeared in a lot of finals games.
Oh, yeah.
He disappeared. Now, one of them finals games, he went for 46. He hooped. But
Kevin also lost that game, though.
So when they lost to the Cavs, Kyrie dotted his I.
And remember then, LeBron blocked the shot?
No, that was Iggy.
No?
No, it was Iggy. Andre,
no, I'm talking about when LeBron blocked Steph Curry. And he looked at him like he was talking to him.
Oh,
you're
talking about at the end of the game. Steph was just looking.
He was just like,
LeBron looked 8 feet tall when he did that. And then this, so Kevin Love guarded him when he needed to get a shot off, and he couldn't get that. Or he got a shot off, but he missed.
Right.
And then he missed again this past finals, and he gets off.
Here's my
question to you: would you put him on the same level as LeBron?
No. He's not even...
What tier would you put him on?
Second
tier.
You know, that's why I like when I look back at when he was getting unanimous MVPs.
Yeah. No, he deserved that. Regular season MVP, he absolutely deserved
like
that.
His regular season.
But he has had zero finals MVPs.
Yes, and I do believe that he shrinks when the lights go up. He's Karl Malone. He's Dirk Nowitzki until he won that championship.
I was about to say.
No, but he's just great. He's Peyton Manning in the regular season.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning won a ring.
But you know what I mean, though. Like,
he won two rings, actually.
Yeah. But he's Patrick. You know what I mean? He'd be
good. Yeah,
no,
I agree.
In the pressure times.
So the Warriors, 2 years ago maybe, when they're down 3-1 to Oklahoma City, Klay brought them back from glory.
Exactly.
And Klay brought them back the other night. When they were losing game 5, Klay single-handedly brought them back. Bang, bang, bang. Klay kept them in the game in game 6. And when Klay went down, I was like, Curry, here's your chance.
And he didn't do it?
They just needed one shot from him in the fourth quarter.
And he'd be making all them circus trick shots.
He went
mouthpiece in the mouth in the beginning.
He went 0 for 4. He got that one free throws because he tripped on his own feet. The refs gave him that. And he hit his free throws, but he couldn't hit. They needed just one three from him.
And you know that's messed with him. I think that's about to get in his head. I think
it's about to get in his head. Got to. You know what's getting in my head?
What's getting in your head? That
great
head of yours.
Shipping. Because merch is a huge part of our business.
It is.
We got merch on the road. We got merch back home. We got a whole merchandise operation. And when you're selling online and having to ship orders like we are with Righteous and Ratchet merch, things can get time consuming and expensive. There's so many shipping characters to choose from, it can get overwhelming. So it's hard to know when you're making the right choice. What do I do, Doughboy? Let me tell you guys that ShipStation is the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. ShipStation helps you get orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep your customers happy. We've been using it for our merch for a couple of months now, and we've been able to see clearly how many orders have been sent out versus how many orders we have to send. And it's really helpful. And what else is really helpful is knowing what's selling. I only got to order this in medium and this in large. You know what? This in 3X ain't really moving. So let's bring those down. That's really, really helpful. So no matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface. You can even run it from your telephone machine. It's really easy and clear, and also offers some really cool features like being able to track sales trends. It works with all major carriers, USPS, FedEx, UPS, even Amazon Fulfillment, which is very important because they're taking over the world. And you can compare and contrast the best shipping solution for you and your customer. And they even offer big discounts on shipping costs. Mm. And right now, for you, our loyal listeners and viewers, Righteous and Ratchet listeners can try ShipStation for free for 60 days when you use the promo code RR.
RR.
There's absolutely no risk. You can start your free trial without even entering your credit card info. Just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in RR.
RR.
That's ShipStation.com. Then enter the promo code RR.
RR.
ShipStation.com. Make ship happen.
Yeah, and you got your own thing going on, the chip station you've been putting together.
You did that
together.
Before. You did hip station. Ah. That one worked.
Wow. Ah, can't win them all.
Chips actually sound delicious right now.
I'm hungry.
I
bet he's hungry.
You going to get some more juice? How much juice are you going
to
do?
I might have to juice a steak at this point. I need something different.
Here's my thing about you. I want to let you learn a little secret on the weight loss championship. And I didn't even want to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Do you know who Phil Ivey is?
No.
Okay, Phil Ivey is a world-famous poker player, mm-hmm. and he just has a masterclass out on how to play poker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Phil Ivey said something, and it's made me realize what I bet you. Phil Ivey says, you're not betting poker. You're not betting the hand. You're not playing the hand. You're playing the player.
You just spit
out your face. Okay. Sorry. You're playing the player.
Uh-huh.
So when I bet you, I'm not betting that you can't beat me. Mm. I'm betting that you haven't been on tour and you don't realize how hard it is to sustain
is
a good workout regimen and eating regimen and rest regimen over the course of these months. I've seen you lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did is I didn't tell you that. I played up, you can't do it, blah, blah, blah. This and that. And deep down inside, I'm like, this man don't know how tired he gonna be. And look at where we're at right now. In Memphis, you see what's next to us? A sub shop. There's IHOP. There's fast food. There ain't no juicing places. Even you want to keep, there ain't no Whole Foods out here.
So what you're saying is, it's all good, just wipe the $1,000 off, we ain't got to finish the bet? Oh, man, he's a good dude, man.
Absolutely not. You kept me accountable. So I was in, and when I went to Mexico, I was like, bro, I'm not working out at all. But I was in.
4740 Showcase
Bowl. Oops, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
I was sitting in that hotel room like, I know Doughboy's working out.
Oh, I was getting it.
So I went to my room, left my wife who was sleeping, and I knew it was hard for me because she, when you're sleeping good, she, when I would leave for the gym, she'd be like, all right, you know, when you're sleeping good and you just tuck in.
Right.
And I went to the gym.
I seen that.
5 of 6 days.
And that's what I feel like this is all about. We're all making each other better, from me to you.
You see Tahir?
Tahir looks great.
Tahir's been intermittent fasting.
Killing it.
12 to 8.
Yeah, and you don't even switch on the time zones.
And it's been tough. Right. So I think,
we're all getting better.
Bruh,
and this is a 1X shirt, so.
And I.
You understand that?
So when the tour's over, I can really like lock in.
Oh yeah, so we're gonna go. It's gonna be in there. All I'm saying is this. It's gonna be a lot more interesting than I think more people do. You know, it ain't gonna be no blowouts.
No, I don't.
I'm on this.
Well, what's a blowout?
Like, ain't nobody gonna be by like 40, 50 pounds. Like, if you beat me, it's gonna be by 10 or less.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see what happens.
I'm really ready for it to be over, though.
Yeah, I wanna go back to eating filth. so let's move on along. But no, I wanna say this, too. So before we go to the next thing on the docket, I wanna talk to you about something personal that happened.
All right.
Almost relapsed. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Why do you always wait to have these conversations on the podcast?
This is our family, and I feel like it's healing and growing with our community, and these are just big moments. But
you,
while you were in Mexico,
relapsed.
Yes, I almost relapsed.
What?
No, it was very, very. I had to pour out a bottle of alcohol.
How did you come in contact with a bottle of alcohol?
Okay, so let me tell you what happened. So basically, what it was when we had just got off the road right before you went to Mexico, right around after we took Josh to dinner. I don't know what happened.
The Hawaii dinner.
So then I'm like, okay, because you know, when you're an alcoholic, that's the thing that you have to, that's even the main reason why I'm even bringing this up, because it's anybody that's struggling, they need to know this about recovery.
Yeah.
So your mind learns you better than anybody.
Okay.
So my mind starts to think, as soon as, this is something I didn't tell you about either. I started daydreaming about relapsing. Like 3 or 4 days in a row, I was just like, the things that I would say, like, oh, I just messed up, or I was stressed out, and I was just like that. So it wasn't like I was...
You were giving yourself excuses?
In my dreams, in my daydreams. I was just like, why am I... So it wasn't like I was like, oh, I want to drink. It was, I was having dreams of me explaining why I drank. Mm. And it was just weird. But anyway, so when you guys left, your mind knows how to play it. So then my mind's like, man, everybody's gone, man. You deserve this. You've been working, man. Just have one drink. Nobody's around. Nobody's even gonna notice. Mind you, I'm still very much a baby, even though I'm 571 days sober. I'm still a baby and learning how to deal with this and learning how to deal with my feelings. So it just starts hitting me.
You're like a one-year-old baby of alcoholism.
Absolutely.
Or sobriety.
I'm an infant. Absolutely. So
I already have an interesting way to think about it.
I already have a contingency plan of what I'm gonna do if it ever starts hitting me. Now, mind you, it's at 1:45 in the morning. Hits me. I'm emotional. I'm crying. I'm just like, and this is how my mind starts flipping. It's like, nobody's gonna know, nobody's gonna know. It was like, there's a bottle of alcohol in the freezer. My roommate had left a bottle there because I'm just, you know how I am now. Like, I don't be tripping, you can drink around me. And he had went out of town. So then it's there. So then it's like, there's a bottle there. So now I'm just like, oh my God, there's a bottle in the house. There's a bottle in the house. I have three people that I'm supposed to call. Mm-hmm. One is Justin. Call my boy Justin, he ain't answer. I was about to call you. You're the second person. I was just like, I was just like, I don't want to ruin Kev's trip if I don't have to. Because I just know we care about each other that you might have tripped. But listen. So I was like, let me at least see if I can get through this.
No. Don't listen. I'm just in Mexico chilling.
I know, but
nah,
I just...
Nah, man. It's a life or death situation. You call me.
I almost did. You text me. I almost did. If I would have got to that point, I would have.
But You can't try to rush me off the phone. You don't have to wait till you almost get to that point.
Right.
You like, Kevin, man, I'm tripping, bro.
I could
have. Bro, you hit me on the, I'm tripping. You don't have to have it in your hand like, hey, Kevin, it's you with a bottle. You call me when you start tripping. You call Josh, you call Liz, Tony, Tahir.
You're right.
Jay, Sabrina.
I got family.
You got all type of people who will be.
Just hit the real comedians, bro.
Somebody.
Hey, group chat.
Bro. No, yeah. You hit that
but
chat.
Don't you ever think. The mics.
I don't care about the mic, Joshua. This is his life. Don't you ever think I'm too busy for you. Hug me now. You hear me? I will always answer for you.
But let me tell you what happened. So then I go through it, right? So then I'm like,
I'm sorry.
All right, you got it. So then I'm like, all right, dog, you're here. Like, because you practice for this. You get ready for it. So I'm just like, all right, man, you're here. So I was like, go get the bottle out of the house right now. Mm. You got to get the bottle out of the house. So I went and I grabbed the bottle. And I held it in my hand. It was a bottle of Jack Daniels. I'm looking at it. I'm just like, and I like vision myself drinking. I open it. I pour it out. I'm like, all right, cool. Then I go back in the room. Mind you, this all started at 1:45. This feel like this has been going on for hours. I get back to the room. It's 1:51. So I'm just like, this is very important to think for what I'm about to tell you next. So then I'm just like, just go buy another bottle. That's what I hear in my mind. Go buy another bottle. Let me tell you what I did. I sat down. I grabbed my debit card because I didn't have any cash in the house. And I had my scissors just like this. And I said, if I try to get up out of this chair before 2 o'clock, because 2 o'clock is when they stop selling alcohol in California, I was like, cut this card. I was like, all right. So I just sat there. A minute past 1:52, I was just like, and I started breathing. And I started talking to myself like, you're good. You're just having a moment. Chill out. Relax. Your life is good. Everything is good. You're fine. You're going to get through this. You're good. Put the card down. Put the card down. Put the scissors down. It was 1:56. I was just like, whew. I breathed. I prayed it out. Went to sleep. Got through it.
My heart is beating fast right now. You're telling a story that happened in the past.
Yeah. But I say all that to say because I know that we get excited and, like, you know what I'm saying? We always celebrate the milestones of wins, but maintenance of addiction is important. And they always told us this in rehab. Everybody got it until they don't. So you can't ever
get... Everybody got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Exactly. So you can't ever. So then I always have to remember, like, yeah, I'm 571 days sober, but at the end of the day, this is something I have to do for the rest of my life. I can't ever get too cute or too confident. It's like, nah. So yeah, man, I made it through.
That is...
But just know, though, if I would have felt like I was going to get to that point and I was going to crash, I was going to call you. Oh, I got you.
I am never too busy.
Man, I love you, man.
But for real, man, like, I feel like I'm proud of... Well, obviously, I'm proud of you, but having that, like... The thing that I think being an alcoholic robbed you of was feeling your feelings and coping mechanisms.
Absolutely.
Everybody has something they do when they feel bad.
Right.
You know, when you were 400.
It was eating. And I didn't have no transition. I went straight from eating, and then when I had weight loss surgery, that was taken away. Then it went right to alcohol.
Yeah.
So I never found a different thing to do.
So the ability for you to, okay,
Breathe it out.
Let me talk this out. And bro, your mind is dangerous.
Oh my God. It knows you very well. It knows everything about you. That's why you can't lie to yourself.
You can, bro, it's like, it's you.
It's you.
Now you can BS the world.
Everybody.
But you talking to yourself, bro. Like, I be saying stuff out loud and deep down inside, I be like, I'm not doing that.
Because you know.
You tell people what you think they want to hear.
Exactly.
What you think represents you well.
No, somebody said, I heard a very profound statement. Somebody says, A person's actions will show you who they are, and a person's words will show you who they want to be. Very, very true. Yeah.
And that's what happened with that weight loss challenge. You were like, I'm going to beat you, Kev.
Exactly.
Then you were eating a steak and burgers and cheese, but like, I'm going to beat you, Kev. Like, Joe Boy, you just keep saying that.
You said that to me one day, like, no, but you have burgers and fries in your
hand. You were eating, at this week in particular, you were going ham. But you were like, no, but it's whatever. Like, you can keep saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't do the work for it,
the
work cannot be glossed over. You can't skip past it, especially
no
with weight loss and alcoholism. You have to, and that's, I think, important for you to realize you never win. You win that battle every day. It ain't a
you
war.
Win that practice.
You
exactly.
win it's... that. You won that 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you should take solace
absolutely.
In that. Like, bro, I won that 20, bro.
That's that the one thing was... that I did take away from it. I was just like, as far as just growing and just starting to mature, it's just like, all right, when it gets tough, you're okay. Like, you're okay. Like, you passed it.
But it's amazing that's why I think you need to go back to therapy.
I'm actually going to be going back to therapy.
Because you are getting back to the core reasoning of your alcoholism was always those feelings of abandonment and issues. And all we did is go on vacation. And you're just like,
God.
We literally were gone on Saturday.
I don't go this trip. Okay. But no, like, it's just, I mean, we're joking about it, but you know,
and
you have to be able to.
A couple of times.
I know, like, here we go. Right.
I didn't tell you, that trip wasn't a trip you could just pick up. It was an all-inclusive resort.
Oh, yeah, all right, no,
so
y'all
was
out
there. So that price tag was you. No, even didn't. Me and Liz had to, hold up.
We sure we want to go?
We had to start putting somewhere on their lash, you know? That was a put some.
Take that, just put it away.
Listen, man, when I saw that price, bacon start sizzling. I saw that price, like,
it popped on the table.
So all the foods included? That's what just kept happening.
I don't have to buy anything, right?
Everything's included.
Soap, toilet paper.
So even in entertainment, they're like, everything at the resort.
Everything?
And you know I'd be going ham, but I saw the price tag. I was like, now what part of Mexico is it in? How secure is the facility?
What birthday is this of the friend we're going
so
with?
So it wasn't just like we went to Port Lodge, right. Doughboy pull up. But here's the thing, though. That's important, though.
Yeah, you have to learn
your system.
You're
not always going
to
be able to
go.
You're not in it. Whatever it is, you're going to have to be able to be like, all right, look.
Here we go.
What am I? Because I remember you were telling me one time, I think you learned this a while ago. You were like, all right, holidays mess you up.
Because
everybody's doing this and you don't have a holiday. So you're like, okay, bet. I realize. Oh, it was Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Because you were like, you thought it would have been Christmas or Thanksgiving, which is the same thing I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize it's not that because that's not a party holiday.
Exactly.
But the 4th of July, Cinco de Mayo.
Drinking holidays
is where you got
it. I stay off of Instagram just because it was.
But now you know that.
Exactly.
So now you know, okay, this is a trigger for me. Mm-hmm. And you know that abandonment issues are. So now what your therapy can do is help you start to understand that those core issues. If you can get the core issues part about you and you understand your thinking about that, and I think a reason we don't go to therapy is we're afraid to learn the true depths of ourselves.
And you gotta come to therapy too. We've been talking about this.
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me.
Exactly.
And this is what I was just about to say about myself. That stuff with my real dad, bro, that stuff is in, you know them Russian dolls?
Voodoo?
Russian dolls. The ones, the
Nutcrackers.
No. I don't know what they're called.
The ones where they're smaller and smaller and smaller.
Oh, the eggs. And you open them up. Yeah.
That's me with that.
Wow.
Like, my dad wasn't there. I'll just. And I'll be funny. Now nobody will ever know. And then I'll be funny. And my real dad wasn't there. I'll say that. And even though it makes me sad, people will laugh. And they'll be uncomfortable.
That's hilarious.
And then he come back at my life. He bought me some shoes. And that's the only thing I'm worth some Nike. And my real dad is there. I call him dad to make my real dad feel bad. My Russian doll is 25 feet tall.
Real. And you have to address those things.
Yeah.
Because if not, they'll address you.
And you'll come back and you'll be, and it'll manifest itself in other ways.
In different ways, absolutely.
And it's really important to take care of yourself and it's really important to take care of your credit.
That is very true.
And our friends at Lightstream are here to help us out. Did you know that the average interest rate on a credit card debt is over 19% APR? Have you ever looked at your interest rate? Yeah. Have you? The listener, the viewer? Probably not. Did you know consolidating debt into a low fixed income, a low fixed rate can save you thousands of dollars in interest? A credit card consolidation loan from LightStream can help you pay off high interest credit cards. Me and Melissa got out of credit card debt about 4 years ago, and our first step was a low interest debt consolidation loan. Because you took something with high interest rate revolving, which the interest rate is so high, if you put that same amount on it, you never seem to get it down, and you fix that, and it's
You pay that off, and then you
consolidate it into a lower APR,
got it.
And you put money on it, you're able to actually knock it down. And LightStream can get you a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, much lower than the national average interest rate on a credit card. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. $100,000 with absolutely no fees. The application is 100% online, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that when you have good credit, you deserve a low rate and great service, and I agree. LightStream is giving a special offer just for our listeners. Apply today at LightStream.com/RR. And get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/RR. For an additional discount. That's LightStream.com/RR. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/RR for more information.
There we go.
Speaking
of women who are married to high profile men and then want half, Robert De Niro. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. I know why you want to bring this up.
Come on! So, Robert De Niro was married to his wife for 17 years.
I didn't realize it was that long. And it was a black woman.
But to be honest, Robert De Niro has been famous for probably 40 years. He did Raging Bull.
Actually, maybe more than that.
Yeah.
Was Raging Bull in the 70s or
80s? 70s, yeah. That's he's a Taxi 50. Driver.
Yes.
He's been around for a minute. So he didn't just get
my whole life. That's 36.
Okay, so I wanna say this correctly. Now, first of all, I want you to give me your initial thoughts. While I pull up the facts on this, so I don't wanna come off as wrong or whatever. Let's talk about they did have a prenup.
Okay? Prenuptial agreement.
And
she was entitled to $6 million penthouse in New York.
Right.
And $1 million a year in alimony. For as long as she does live.
Hold on one second. Because I want to pull
that
this.
That was her.
$1 million salary just coming
million dollar
in?
Alimony.
You think that's lump sum? You think that's
I don't know. Probably paid monthly. Usually alimony is paid monthly. She's got a certain lifestyle.
To me, that's just ridiculous. She could get $1 million a year?
So here's the thing that you got to understand about alimony.
Okay.
And child support.
Okay.
It's about maintaining the lifestyle you were accustomed to when you were with that person. Mm-hmm. It's a percentage of your income. So Kevin Hart's child support is based off his income. If his income is $80 million and child support is 20% of that, then it's going to seem higher than, you know, my child percent. If I had to pay child support because I don't make $80 million. So it's the same percentage, but the dollar amount is higher. And that's the same thing for alimony. She'd been married to Robert De Niro almost 20 years. That's a lot.
But you can't live off $1 million a year with a $6 million. So I can maybe give you that if you had to pay for your place of living. So if your place is cool, you get a $6 million house, and you say you can't live off $1 million a year. Now you want half. This is what I be talking about because I know that I come off as bitter. And a bunch of, you know, whatever. And I like I don't understand this.
You come off as butter.
Smooth, eh?
Like I smell balloon.
But that's my thing. It's like, this is what I don't understand about it. I'm like, if we're in a relationship and it just don't work, I shouldn't have to pay to get out. Now, if there is a lifestyle that you become accustomed to, cool.
So but you're cool with the million?
I'm good with the million. Even though I feel like, in my mind, like, okay, what are you doing for your own money? Do they have kids together? So whatever. So you get $1 million. All right, now you saying no, that ain't enough. I want half this man's money. That's cool. Now I'm telling you, man.
My thing is, now she wasn't with him from the beginning, which is what I usually base my stuff on.
Right.
And she signed the prenup, and I feel like
Can't you just live up to your prenup? I don't understand that. Like, why
$1 million? And it's like the Netflix thing with Monique.
What?
It's hard to get the average person to be like, oh yeah, that's I get it. Because if I got $1 million, I'd be like, bet. Because we never have that type of money. A year.
And I get that. So that's what I'm saying. So that's why.
You want her to Uber around when she's been driving private? They probably have a driver. You want her to get an Uber X?
But see, that's the thing that I be hating.
A taxi?
But see, that's the thing that I feel like is the problem with marriages. I don't have a problem with two people coming together and two unions or whatever. I would feel the same way if this was a woman and this was a dude trying to get her money. It's just, I have a problem with the things that you worked for by yourself to earn and attribute yourself. Now I got to give up a percentage or half of it to get out of this thing with you. That's madness. This is madness. So that means he got to ask him. So now this is what he has to do now. He has to spend money of his to go to court to say you bugging. No, you can't have half.
Would you go for half if it were you?
No.
The woman.
I have a high set of standards that I live by and integrity. I do. I don't break those for people. Really? Really? I think that's my shoe game. That was classics. It's ice. You put this on your wrist when it's spraying.
Let me turn it over to the good side.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try the gold side.
But no, I wouldn't do that because I would never want nobody to do that to me. And that is a code that I govern myself by. I don't want to do anything to somebody that I wouldn't want somebody to do to me. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that. Do you agree with this woman?
No.
What if she gets it? Are you finally going to come over to this side?
If she gets it, I'm going to be like, nah, y'all. I think the whole prenuptial agreement should preclude her from receiving that.
And that's just, but so that's his reality now. He got to spend money.
But that's what happens when you're rich and famous. Do I feel bad for Robert De Niro because he got to spend some more money to defend $500 million? No. You going to be all right. That's the price of fame.
He's going to be fine.
If he spends $10 million.
He takes everything and everything he worked for is gone. That's another
You think he's going to be taking an Uber? Robert De Niro?
He's not taking an Uber.
I just think that is just
Even tough. If he gave her half. Let's say he lost. He still got $250 million. Oh, I'm not saying he should lose, nor do I agree.
Right.
I'm just saying, if he spends $5 million.
You're saying your heart bleeds for him, whatever with him. So, I get it. But what about a guy who's making 105K a year, and now she don't want the 6K a year, and she wants half of that 100K.
I would feel
you see what I'm saying? So yeah. It's all relative to how you look. Like that's his money that he worked for.
It's their money. They were married.
I'm always gonna have that. Same
he wasn't
opinion.
Married.
But speaking of ex-boyfriends that need to get over it, Chris Brown, Christopher. I'm gonna call him Christopher for this segment. Christopher. Because I believe you are one of the most talented, iconic people of our generation, I do feel like you get railroaded a lot for some mistakes that you made as a youth, and I don't feel like that's fair for anybody. I feel like you paid your debt to society. I feel like people should move on from those things. That's just how I feel personally. But, bro, you gotta chill. You are starting to sound.
Stop it.
Like there's something wrong with you, sir.
Stop.
So if you guys don't know, he basically went on Karrueche. Karrueche put up a, without, Karrueche is his ex-girlfriend. They've been broken up for a long time.
Bro, it's been like years now.
Right.
It's been years now. Enough.
This really bothered you.
Bro, enough.
So let me tell you what she did. So she basically posted a picture of her and her new boo, Victor Cruz. And he goes on the page under the picture and starts roasting him.
Yeah, saying you need to style him.
He's a stylist. Da, da, da. Then he tweets.
No, let's back up. Chris Brown has a clothing line.
Right.
Trash.
You don't like Black Diamonds?
Black Pyramid,
you don't
if
like
If he was styled and all that, I'd be like, you need to style him, boo.
Yeah.
Dude, Black Pyramid looks like skater, rapper, trash.
I never worn that. I ain't gonna hold you.
Man, because you built like a circle. You can't wear Black Pyramid. But it's not like you got the best clothing in the world.
Right, so
but
for you to be talking about, oh, really, Josh? You have to,
that was a slow version.
You have to peel off in the corner for that.
But bro, it's like, bro, can you imagine how... It's like
this is infuriating to you,
bro. Dude,
it's actually a very toxic form of
yes,
control,
man.
Even if it wasn't Chris Brown, if your ex is still in your comments years after,
like what are you doing?
Then like I'm just playing, but not really though. It's like
and then he tried to use, and then he tried to say he got hacked. It's like okay, now you're just making
bro,
us mad.
Bro, he needs to let it.
That's
go.
Very unhealthy. Very
let
unhealthy.
It go.
Let it go. Stop. Don't be that guy.
Like I feel bad. It's like embarrassment. By a Jason embarrassment. I'm like, bro, will you
Jason
stop,
embarrassment?
Man? Like, you, that's it's funny. Creepy.
It's weird.
It's weird.
And then he put a post up like, he was like, is it weird to still be thinking about your ex years later? No, but 4 or 5 years later and you're commenting on posts and stuff?
Here's my thing, though. It feels like some sort of, like it bleeds out of love and like heartbreak into like ownership.
Yes.
Like, how dare you move on?
And be happy with your life. Without me, I give you permission to be happy.
Right.
That's toxic. You got to.
Bro, like, he got a whole baby. He got a career.
You're a millionaire. You're, you know, just a great, just person in general from what I can see. And it's like, what are you doing? I feel like he's a good guy. I don't, you know, don't look at me like that. I feel like he made some mistakes. I feel like that was wrong.
I feel like he is currently making mistakes.
Yeah, that, and
the
see,
whole
that,
offset
no, you're making
thing,
my point for me. So that's what I'm saying, Chris. You got people like me that want to support you and be like, yo, he's changed. And you get, when you do stuff like this, people can easily say, but look at this.
It's yeah, just like, it's just like, bro, you've got to, you've got to,
you
got
to let
heal.
That go.
You need to heal.
You need to
crump yourself into a therapist's office. Open up the door, sit down. However you gotta do there. If you gotta backflip, front flip into the therapist's office, do what you gotta do.
But this ain't it, Chief.
Bro, like,
you gotta chill.
You know everybody's watching and stuff. Like, you know he probably been blowing her up and texting. Like, let her go.
She had a restraining order on him for a while.
Yeah, Cassie moved on and Diddy just congratulated. It's interesting, the Cassie thing, because
that was tough. That was different, though.
Yeah.
Because apparently she is having a child with the trainer that he had got for her.
I wonder if they were using Noom.
All right, so, but shout out to Chris Brown.
No, shout out to him.
You gotta shout him out, man.
Return the shout out. Return the shout out. Unshout out.
Unshout out.
When he gets provoked, though,
whisper Chris Brown.
Leave that dude alone. Like,
oh my God.
Because when he gets provoked, it just, everything escalates. It's like,
it's the worst, man.
I just want what's best for the guy, man. I feel like he's a young guy, the whole life ahead of him. I feel like he's the closest. I feel like he's the closest that we have to Michael Jackson. As far as performer, singer, as dancer. That, yeah.
But you like Chris Brown gravy, that's all.
Shut up. But speaking of rappers from Chicago that are millionaires and doing the most inexplicable things.
We were just talking about that, yeah.
Lil Durk. Now, mind you, I know Lil Durk. Josh, please cue the footage. I personally know Lil Durk. This isn't your food. It just looks like your food. It's twin.
It's the second time my food been missing.
Man, well, it's the first time I done heard about it. I want to help you find the assailant.
Got my name on it.
No. That's how I spell Doughboy. It's like Caribbean. I was eating Caribbean food, I spelled it in Caribbean.
Took my food, man. Where you see that?
All right. No, shooting a video with Lil Durk is not.
I need that video.
You
in there.
Shot
that video
a video
in
with Regina Hall, which, by the way, I watched the dad joke.
This is a good one.
It kind of stunk it up with her.
What?
I see why she didn't respond to the DM.
What?
She was just looking at. She was staring right through you.
No, but did you see how she initially laughed at my jokes?
I don't remember that.
She looked at me.
Well, you're across from her.
She touched my hand. And you already know why you're nervous, because if the stars and everything's aligned, I may be in very close proximity with Regina Hall in the very near future.
I've always said you had a chance to be with Regina Hall.
If I see her.
I believed in her. I believed in you and her from the beginning.
But she's on the clock. Regina, if you are listening, 8:21. That's when I turned 40.
You
my life's
going
to turn. Wonder Years is dropping.
You got 1 year.
I'm going to beat you in the weight loss.
You got the weight loss challenge you're going to lose.
And then Regina Hall.
You got Regina Hall. What if you get them all? What if you're marrying Regina Hall on 8:21?
Come on, man.
I'll pay for the $1,000 wedding.
But that.
I'll send you and her to Vegas on a Southwest flight.
I might be seeing Regina very soon, and I'm going to pull up. But Lil Durk. Let's talk about Lil Durk really quick, then we can wrap this up. Lil Durk. Very, very successful dude. Rapper. He had got arrested for attempted murder. Mm-hmm. And then he went and turned himself in with a very questionable hairstyle, but that's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. He had like gold twist in his hair, whatever. So he turned himself in, he did an interview like, I'm innocent of these things. They're trying to paint me the wrong way. I don't appreciate it so much. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, they try to railroad another rapper.
Y'all want to be on academics page.
You know that.
Do you be commenting?
Absolutely. He's like my bro. That's my broski. So then they go to court. Just quit looking at your phone and stay engaged.
Sorry.
Then they go to court, and the lawyer's like, come on, baby, man. Let my guy Lil Durk get some bail, man. He ain't no threat to society. He's a rapper, baby. He ain't trying to act like these animals. They said, Your Honor, we have videotape of Lil Durk shooting a man 5 times. Running his pockets.
After the shooting?
Yes, they're trying to enhance him on gang enhancements, robbery charges, and they have a tape and they have witnesses.
Why is Lil Durk shooting and robbing people still? What about the rapper? Is he not making rap money?
I don't know. I don't know why that would, even if he wasn't, I don't know why that would have been a good solution to getting it. You don't just shoot a guy.
Where was he at?
In Atlanta.
Robbing people? And shooting?
At 5 o'clock in the morning, so yeah.
It 5 o'clock in the morning.
It don't look good.
I'll be doing some robbing.
So he's, no, you be eating some ramen. This is what I'll be doing. But, caught him between the gloves. He wasn't ready for that.
No, the funny thing about that is, I was on Postmates last night looking at all the ramen in Atlanta. I was like, man, ramen. Ramen just doesn't Postmate well.
No.
Because you have to build it and stuff. Pho, ramen. So I'd be like, man, I want to go there.
Yeah.
So I feel like you were in my head because I love ramen. Remember when Eddie D used to go to that ramen place all the time?
Let's just call out this weight loss bet. Come on, man. Let's just go eat together, man.
I'll offer you this. I'll offer you a settlement. I'll offer you a settlement,
man.
I'll let you settle out of court right now for $300.
$300
right now. I'll let you out of the deal. It's all wax right now.
How long do I have to decide?
Before the next Righteous and Ratchet episode.
$300.
I'll let you off right now for $300.
Okay, I'm gonna give it some thought.
I would sit no more small like that.
I guess it's not. Then we can eat? I don't even care about the money.
We're going to New York.
We're going to be in New York. I was always like, don't. This is what I was telling myself. You're going to go there, drink this juice, and work out for 4 hours a day.
You're not going to do
4 hours a day.
Thing, though. You don't understand.
I was prepared. I told Josh the whole plan.
It is not sustainable.
I know.
That is, first of all, juicing, even doctors and weight loss people tell you, juicing as a thing is a 2-3 day max thing. You cannot do that for longer than
2 or 3 months.
No, it's not healthy. And if you, even in people who do that, there's a dude at ADD who did that. He lost 80 pounds, something like that, in like 3 months, but he was drinking only juice and water. Mm-hmm. But then he started fainting, and his doctor was like, bro, you can't do that for that long. You have to eat. That's what I was telling you. I was worried you were going to start doing stuff.
Yeah, I felt lightheaded yesterday. I was like,
did you? And if you juice, you're not supposed to work out. And you're juicing and working out. That's not healthy. You're not supposed to go. If you're juicing as like a cleanse, the first thing they tell you, if you're going to juice, do not work out. Because that extreme amount of workout plus the juicing, you're going to end up like Martin Lawrence.
What happened to Martin Lawrence?
Remember, he's running through the streets crazy. You're going to be all on the loony bin. You're going to go to New York for a week. Man. And drink juice every day is not gonna happen.
Pinching an artichoke pizza, I had to do it.
Exactly.
That's my biggest fear, that I'm gonna just be restricting myself for so long, and then at the time when we let the air out the tire, it's gonna be.
That's why you always Kendall, you go eating that one thing. Like, bro, it's in my plan to do something sustainable. I'm gonna eat some stuff. When I go to New York, bro, I'm eating a slice. I'm going to Halal, guys.
Halal?
Bro,
remember 56 and 3rd.
Bro,
what happened last time we were at the Halal cart? I was all in my feelings because I was like, me and Kev's one real argument that we got into. Kev, I was dealing with some girl.
You don't want to tell this story.
Huh?
You don't want to tell this story.
Tell the story?
No.
We just leave it there.
Don't. Save it for a bonus. You can only tell that story for family.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's your family. Everybody on the podcast. That's right pack only.
I'm going to definitely strongly consider your $300 offer.
I'll let you settle on the court.
All right, cool. See if you can get to hearing on this room.
You don't have to plead guilty. I'll let you plead no contest to the
man. I'm really thinking about it. I'll let you plead no contest. I'm just sitting there like,
hey, you don't got to pay until the 21st.
Oh, man. You're a payment plan. You a dollar day.
You can send 50 once a week.
All right, we're going to think about it. We'll let you guys know next week. But thank you guys for another installment of Righteous and Ratchet. I have Benny Doughboy.
Ratchet. Kev on stage.
We love you guys. Peace.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.